So it's definitely a blessing to be back here at St. Andrew's. My name is Father Jonathan McElhone, one of the Franciscan TORs, and served in Fort Worth a number of years back. I was up at Good Shepherd for 5 years and would occasionally come down here to help out from time to time. So there's a few faces I recognize. It's great. You know, living with the Franciscan TORs, there's some men that are brilliant. Some of them have multiple PhDs. That's not me. Okay, I'm like this guy that loves a simple, you know, let's break it down into manageable kind of portions. And in some ways, that's what we see Jesus do today in the Gospels. You know, this scholar of the law comes and says, which is the greatest commandment? They had like 613 laws that they had to keep for a Jewish people. It's like, what's the most important? And Jesus breaks it down very simply. It's like to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then he adds on to it. It's again, love your neighbor as yourself. And if I could break it down even more, I would say that it's all about relationships. It's relationships that we have with God and the relationships that we have with one another. And we see that even in the first reading and our second reading today as well. And that first reading is God saying, it's like, you know, how you treat others. Be intentional. You know, if you turn around and take a cloak as, you know, from a person because they owe you something, how are you going to restore it to them that day? How are you going to give back? How are you going to provide for those who do not have? And even St. Paul to the Thessalonians was like challenging. He's like, you know, be imitators of me who am imitating Jesus in the gospel. That by your joy, by your witness that you give to others, you give glory to God. And it begs the question, well, what is our witness to others? Do we go around throughout our day, whether it's at work or at school or playing sports? Is our witness one of like, all about me? I want it my way. You better do it this way. Are we grumpy, complaining all the time? Or do we find ourselves filled with joy? Do we find ourselves filled with the love of God? Do we find ourselves, as the responsorial psalm said, that the Lord is my strength? Do we allow the strength of his love in us to then be shared with others? Our brothers and sisters, for whatever reason, we've grown up in a society that had become much more selfish and skeptic of others. And the witness of that shares is really sad. I currently live in Washington, D.C. when I'm not traveling, promoting vocations for the community, which basically means I'm a recruiter. It's no more glamorous than being like a door-to-door vacuum salesman person, okay? So don't get your... But when I'm in D.C., it's like people won't even look at you. It's like they look down or they'll look the other way if you're on the sidewalk. And maybe it's the same way around here. I suspect the Southern hospitality is a little bit different. Praise God. But are we willing to like look at people? Are we willing to smile? Are we willing to even acknowledge that they exist? Or do we turn around and just kind of say, no, that's my neighbor and I don't care about them at all? Yeah. I believe last week we heard it say, love others as you love yourself. And the problem is so often we don't love ourselves, so it's hard for us to love others, let alone love God. And Jesus challenges us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, right? With all our heart. Yeah, right, heart. It happened this morning. Right, so with all our affection, with all our emotion, to be able to love God, that we're not divorced, we don't have a cold heart, it's not blackened, it's not stony, but that it's alive, that it's desiring the good. To love our soul. For the Jewish people, the soul was really the breath. It was the life within a person. With every breath, do we love God? Do we turn around and want to live for him? Or do we just completely ignore? And with all our mind. It struck me a number of years ago, I was having a conversation with someone and we were talking about Mass and what we do here. And they said, well, it's like, you know, I just don't get a whole lot out of this. And it's like, oh, do you actually pray the Mass with your heart and with your mind? And they kind of looked at me like I had three heads. I said, yeah, because what, you know, at the end of our first reading, we have, you know, the word of the Lord and our responses. thanks be to God, right? And so the question I ask is, are you really thankful, or did he just kind of say that off of autopilot? And they're like, whoa, what are you talking about? See, that so often it can be easy for us to go in that autopilot and not actually connect our mind with our heart, with our actions. And yet my brothers and sisters were invited to connect our mind and our heart with our actions as a way that we love God and that we begin to love our neighbors as well. That person came up to me the following week, and we had had a longer conversation than just that 1 minute. They came up afterwards at Mass. Wow, it's just like, that was mind-blowing. I've never experienced Mass like that before, where they actually let their mind think about what they were saying and meaning it from their heart. And they found themselves entering into this mystery of God that truly allowed it to be the love of God, their strength in their life. And dare I say, there might have been a little bit more of a bounce in their step. You know what I'm talking about. Whenever you felt loved by someone, there's kind of this bounce in our step. There's this joy that radiates from us that nothing can quench. And they experienced that as they gave worship to God. And it begs a question for you and for I. Are we desiring to grow in that relationship with the Lord? Are we willing to allow our mind and our hearts, our soul, our entire being to truly be made manifest as we give worship to God? And as we serve and love on one another and back to their relationship. Now, I'd be amiss as a vocations director if I didn't talk about vocations, right? And we know that marriage is a beautiful, necessary vocation. Absolutely. We need good witnesses of husbands and wives for their children and for society, desperately in society. But we also, the Lord calls people to consider a vocation to the religious life, to the priesthood. When I was starting my journey, I'm middle of three children. My sister was married and never had any children. And I'm pretty certain that both my parents thought that I was going to get married and have a big family. At least they wanted all those grandkids. Understandable. And at one point in time, my mother was like praying every day, like, Lord, help provide a good girlfriend for Jonathan that he might, you know, find happiness in marriage. And I went to my mother and said, I think you need to change your prayer. It's like, God's will is done in my life. I think she like did the, okay. A little bit hesitant. And even as I was journeying into religious life and professed vows, and each time my family would come, they would just experience community in such a beautiful way that was very life-giving to them. And they were beginning to realize that they didn't give up a son, but they actually had almost like an instant family, like 100 men that now are their sons. It was kind of cool for them, experience. And the first time my mother came to visit me when I was doing parish ministry, she said, wow, you've got like 4,000 children. It's like, yeah, Mom, I've got a lot of children. They love me and I love them. And I could just see her heart, which initially seemed kind of hesitant. To just see her heart begin to melt and really to thank the Lord. Thank God, to give praise to God for just the beautiful experience that she was having. You know, at times to try and say yes to God, we might think that it's scary. But discerning a vocation to the religious life is not something like, oh, well, you got to give up all of these things. You can make a list of like 100 things for one. Not at all. See, the Lord God knows the desires of our hearts. And in a way that only He can do, He actually satisfies every one of those desires that are properly orientated towards Him. Absolutely amazing. In my own experience, each time it's like, oh, Lord, what about this? And then, no, here you go. Here's a family that's adopted you. And it's like, great. You know, I've got a family that had 11 children. They're like my nieces and nephews that I never had. And the Lord provides in so many ways. And the experiences and just the miracles that I'm able to experience as a priest, as I pray with people, witness healing, healing of the heart, sometimes healing, physical healings, ankles, knees, backs, necks, whatever it is, cancer. It's absolutely incredible. It's exciting. And the Lord's also allowed me to be in, I think, 15 18 different countries now. I spent some time over in Austria at a study abroad program at Franciscan University, and chance to travel through Europe and even the Holy Land. Could never have even imagined doing it on my own, and yet the Lord said, here, let me bless you. So often, I think we approach a vocation towards a church as something that's kind of dismal. My brothers and sisters, it's nothing close to that. It's absolutely life-giving. It draws us deeper into relationship with God and deeper in relationship with one another. So my invitation to you this day is, how do you desire to grow in that relationship with God? Are you willing to allow the Lord, the love of the Lord your God, to be your strength in all that you do throughout this week? Are you willing to allow the joy of the Lord to be shared in, as a witness that you could be an imitation of Jesus for others who desperately need the hope and joy, the peace of God in their lives? And if you can answer yes to any of those questions, then I invite you, as you prepare to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist this day, ask God to give you that grace. Ask Him to give you that strength. Ask Him to give you the courage to go up to whoever it might be, or the words to be able to say a word of encouragement that would give life to another person. That as we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, in this most intimate encounter that we can have, and we receive Him into us, that we would allow Him to begin to radiate forth from us. My brothers and sisters, the Lord desires to fill you profoundly with the strength of His love. May you be open to receiving that this day.